On the show today, we have Quint, Financial Technology's very own Avinu Gopal, and Quint, Technology's very own Kurt Corlesi. He's an advisor for them. So we have both of them on the show today talking about the credit union staffing challenge, connecting back-end delivery with front-end demand, and it all kind of boils down to automation. They have a great, great message here, so check it out. We have an episode planned for you today. We have the gentleman from Quint Financial Technologies. Right next to me is Mr. Kurt Corlesi. You all recognize Kurt from many years in the industry. You are a senior advisor at Quint and a former CEO at Bethpage, obviously. So how are you, Kurt?
I'm great, Mike. I am traveling around the country talking to credit unions and working with some fintechs that are doing some marvelous work, and Quint is one of those firms.
Right on. Yeah, well, we look forward to hearing more and more. And the gentleman to tell us about more and more is Mr. Avinu Gopal from, obviously, Quint Financial. Avinu, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. It's great to be on the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for being here. I know you guys have busy, busy schedules, but we appreciate the time. And today we're talking about credit union staffing, the credit union staffing challenge. We've heard about this in other industries as well, and credit unions are right there in the mix too, unfortunately. So connecting back-end delivery with front-end demand. But before we get started, Avinu, can you tell us a little bit about Quint? Just give us a quick elevator speech on what Quint is all about and how you guys are helping credit unions.
Sure, absolutely. So Quint Financial Technologies is an organization focused on providing technology and managed services kind of solutions to the credit union space. Our goal is that technology by itself isn't quite allowing the credit unions to best utilize that technology. Yeah. And so we want to provide the managed services to support that as well.
Fantastic.
Our track record is in managed services. I mean, it's something that we know very well. We've been doing that as our bread and butter for many, many years. And as we've kind of been evolving, part of our focus has been, how do we continue to provide kind of that continuous process optimization to our customers? And what do we need to do to give them added value as we go through that life cycle? Mm-hmm. And to do that, we've kind of brought in technology that helps us improve our process, which means quality gets improved, our ability to help with compliance functions improves, and we want to be able to pass that on to our customers. So for us, I mean, that's really what our focus is all about and how we've been servicing the credit union space.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And Kirk, I mean, you're helping out so many people out there and you have tremendous experience. That's kind of an understatement of the year, obviously, the experience that you have to help folks out. How'd you get involved with Quint? Just a real quick recap on your travel here.
Yeah. So thank you, Mike. And Mike, you know, thank you so much for putting all this together for all of us in the industry. It is always, I look forward to every day reading and seeing and then watching the video about
what
you're doing.
Thank you, Kurt.
It keeps us informed. I became involved. They knew, reached out to me a couple of years ago, and I have, and you'll hear this as part of one of the last parts of what we talk about today, is that Quint has been connected to Bethpage Federal Credit Union for a long time.
Oh,
and there's
okay.
an interesting story
wow.
that I'll hold out for a few moments to
okay.
give you, but that was my original connection to Quint. But what I really am excited about is that Quint provides a set of solutions now, managing operations and supporting staff issues and technology that I think really can help credit unions grow and perform. And that's my excitement about being involved with them.
Indeed, indeed. And so, yeah, we can never have too much of this stuff. So it's great to have this in the credit union's back pocket, so to speak. So Avinu, can you give us a quick perspective on the current staffing challenge for credit unions today? Because obviously we've all seen the news, we've seen the headlines of what's going on in other industries. So what's going on in the credit union industry in this area?
Sure, Mike. I probably will defer to Kirk, who's
okay.
the expert in that space.
Okay.
But I mean, what we have been seeing is what's been happening across the industry. I mean, clearly the pandemic has impacted everyone in one form or the other, and credit unions have certainly been facing, I think, a fairly significant challenge. The whole issue of remote work, people not wanting to come back into the branches or to work within the credit union itself has been a big problem. And I think trying to find the right quality of people today is a challenge, and making sure that those individuals are willing to come to the branch and to work with members which is really the critical focus here, mm-hmm. is something that I think everyone's finding very difficult. But Kirk, I mean, you probably have a much better understanding of this. So I'm going to pass this on to you.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not sure I have a better understanding, but I'll hopefully be able to provide some color that I think is going on. Mike, I think it's kind of three themes right now that all tie into this managed services and technology support that Quint can provide. First of all, member service is always the strategic driver of credit unions, right? I mean, probably every conversation we have, whether it's interviews that you're doing in fintech or speeches at conferences, mm-hmm. are about how that strategy works and how that can win in the marketplace. And member service, this first theme, is member service often comes down to that how well you execute your operations, how you handle that back room, how you handle that loan, that new account setup, a compliance issue or a regulatory issue of some other type, or how a complaint is handled. All of those things are backroom operations, and the efficiency of those matter. I think the second thing that we see in the marketplace is growth. I mean, we're going to end this year in 2021 with record performance in a lot of credit unions, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Significant asset growth for the last 2 years, deposit because of deposit growth, but also return on assets and some significant areas like mortgages and PPP loans in operation. So if we're going to get that growth and we're going to seize it, then providing the backroom operations to it to continue to be able to grab it and not push it away because of that first theme, service, I think is the second important theme. And then the third is what you have had so many broadcasts on, right? AI. Bots, oh, yeah. technology, that whole theme that's coming out into the industry. So when we look at Quint, we start to think about how can we draw those things together and support credit union service level strategy, their growth and financial performance, and do that in an automated way. I have attended 3 or 4 conferences a month, believe it or not, for the last
I don't know how you do it, Kirk. Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you, it has been a wonderful experience. I'm out there with the people I love. I'm seeing the country again, and hearing the thing. But boy, oh boy, 3 storylines come out of those conferences. Great retirement. I mean, the great retirement process that's going on. So many people my age retire, right? So this huge amount of people leaving the industry. With that, coming a significant increase in demand for people because of some of that growth in service, mm-hmm. but also because of the people leaving, the demographic issues that are happening. Mm-hmm. So now there's just, I will tell you at every conference, there is a session, breakout or otherwise, about how do you get people now and how much do you have to pay them?
Yeah, you're right.
And then that other area, right? This is a long-term expense. If you're increasing salaries by 20, 25%, right? You're thinking about, it used to be $12 and $13 an hour, now $20 an hour, mm-hmm. or $23 an hour. Those get baked into credit unions' income and expense accounts, right?
Right.
They, once the salaries go up, they don't come back down when demand slackens. So if we don't manage to that with some outside support and with technology, we're going to have a significant increase in costs that's longstanding, mm-hmm. and probably then deteriorate some of our ability to provide the best rates and best service going forward. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what everyone's talking about at the conferences. And so when you think about those trends, then how do you solve for them? Do you pay more for help, what we just talked about? You automate more, bots and business intelligence and data, and we think this is where Quint fits in. You find partners that can provide you with experienced, qualified service to fill those gaps, keep your growth and service, and then help you automate. And I think that's the key thing that Quint does. It helps you. It learns from that process and helps you automate.
Yeah. And I think you answered my next question here is like, how did we get here? So I think you filled out, unless you want to add to it, or if you want to add to that, how did we get here? Because obviously it all stemmed from the pandemic. So that was kind of like, you know, again, on the launch pad, and then everything else kind of followed and is kind of like a domino effect where things happen. So if any of you guys want, either one of you want to add to that, like how did we get here, or?
Well, as Kirk mentioned, I mean, I think as our generation starts to kind of see this pandemic and looks at what next, it's almost like retirement seems like a very nice kind of next step, right? I mean, coming back to the office isn't something that we're really interested in doing. And in that sense, I mean, what is happening is that knowledge base, that experience, that expertise is also leaving. And that becomes a critical issue. And that's where I think, again, as Kirk mentioned, I mean, one of the things that organizations and credit unions have to deal with is how do they kind of fill that gap in? And I think, I mean, people like Peter Drucker have been talking about this for a long time, saying, do what you do best and then outsource the rest.
Right.
And in a sense, when you think about that, right now, I think people have to think about what are they really able to do? How can the CU staff that they currently have provide the best value to their members? What kind of services can they offer? And then kind of see how they can outsource all the other aspects or automate some of the other aspects that they're dealing with. And I think that's important to be competitive in this space, but also because members are now much more demanding. Completely. I mean, the digital transformation is upon us. And in certain ways, I mean, what that has really done is we need answers now. I mean, it's no longer an issue of, okay, I'll wait till Monday to go see someone at the branch. That's no longer the case, right? Yeah. I mean, you think about something, you want to get a response immediately. Yeah. And so when you think about that, there is a need then for some way for the credit union to leverage all the resources that it has available to it in trying to provide this capability. And that doesn't mean that they can necessarily go out and hire everyone and staff a contact center that makes sense to be able to support 24/7 over 365 days. Instead, these are certain functions that potentially could be outsourced. Mm-hmm. But again, I think the key function that one has to think about in outsourcing is what kind of communication occurs in both directions, right? I mean, from the credit union to the outsourcing provider, there's certainly information that needs to flow. But as the outsourcing provider is providing services, there's a very important need for information to flow back to the credit union so that decisions can be made by senior management within the credit union. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the critical factor that has to be thought through. And I think that's where, again, technology plays a huge role. And it's something that I think Kirk's talked about both today as well as in the past. How does that kind of aspect get addressed as well?
Yeah, and that said, I mean, Kirk, I mean, can you offer some guidance for credit unions on some of these key factors when selecting an outsource partner? Or even Vinu, you can chime in as well if you like.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I think where I would start is that what we're seeing is, and I mentioned it a few moments ago, mortgage operations, fraud, case management, business intelligence service, call center operations, all of those areas that have seen significant growth or where we're seeing outsource opportunities for credit unions. And one of the things that I've always emphasized throughout my career, and I think it's even more important now, is that credit unions, given their size, need to concentrate where they add value, right? Where they add service, where they provide the rates, where they can connect to their community, where they can grow. And find ways to inexpensively and efficiently do the rest of their operations, you know, and outsource or manage services or whatever that right term is, is to do it. So I think that is more critical now than ever when you have a shortage of people, when you have when you have challenge getting talent, and you have all of these macro issues changing what's going on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about just the list of interviews that you have done over the last year and the preponderance, the percentage of those that have gone to fintech companies, business models, or artificial intelligence, or predictive tools. All of those discussions have shifted so much. In those times of change, having a partner that can help you, it seems to me to be essential. And, you know, one that credit union industry has used forever, right? Mm-hmm. This goes back, we've collaborated and partnered with organizations because of those needs for a very long time. This is just a new version of that. And Quint does it particularly well. And if you allow me, I'll tell you that I'll answer that question you asked in the beginning about how I got involved.
Yeah.
So Beth Page, 10 years ago, literally 10, 11 years ago, when I still had the honor of being CEO there, we had a terrible fraud incident. We had just two mistakes that occurred by internal staff, not on purpose, but just mistakes. Mm-hmm. They exposed 100,000 accounts and all the detailed information that was on those accounts. Wow. It got searched on the web by Eastern European and Asian countries. We could tell, unfortunately, what had happened. And we had to bring in some major consulting firms to help us figure out what to do and do it. And as it is now, we had to go to newspapers, we had to announce it, we had to tell all the members about it, and we had to, most importantly, we had to protect the members.
Yeah.
And that's where Quint came in. We hired them to monitor our all of our channels, 7x24, mm-hmm. looking for the incidents of potential fraud, managing the cases that came in, and accessing the branches, checks, online, and automated services. And we did that through their global services, and we didn't lose a dollar on it. They did such a... And to this day, Beth Page still uses Quint and is expanding Quint services in those areas of fraud management and compliance issues. And so that's how I initially got involved. And then coming full circle, as the opportunities have gone to work with Quint as an advisor and getting connected to other credit unions in the industry, they have a growing practice with a number of clients.
Wow. That's the man, the not losing a single dollar. That's the story right there. That's the headline. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Yep. After 100,000 were exposed like that.
And every piece of data that you can imagine, social security number, everything was unfortunately out. So it was a great risk.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Which leads me to my next question is best practices. And that's a great case study right there, Kirk, of the power of this technology that helps you guys, can help you in this area and achieve that result. Even though the result was zero, that zero is a good number in this case. So for sure. So Vinu, so can you share some best practices or some examples? I mean, Kirk just shared a phenomenal case study of how you guys helped them, 10 years ago. So what's going on today? What's a best practice for today in this area in working with an outsource partner?
Sure. I mean, I think part of it is the expertise, right? Having that knowledge, the domain knowledge, expertise, for example, if we're talking about fraud, being able to look at fraud mitigation across the board, across all channels, is a critical function. And if you're just a single credit union, there's only so much that you can invest there. Whereas we as an organization are dealing with multiple credit unions, multiple FIs. And in that context, we can pool all of those resources and have a center of excellence around us, which is really the critical factor. And so that ability to subsidize kind of it by having the center of excellence that can provide this as a service is a huge aspect. Process automation, process management, I mean, that's a critical function for us. I mean, 10 years ago, the volume of electronic kind of transactions was a fraction of where it is today. So the number of alerts that are coming out today are so much larger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you still have to eyeball those, but then how can you apply analytics and AI to help kind of score some of those so that you can kind of prioritize more efficiently, more effectively? And I think that's a critical factor that we try and address. So mm-hmm. it's leveraging technology, coupling that with that expertise. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think when you're selecting an outsource partner, it's all a question of relationships and building that kind of rapport. Because at the end of the day, the key issue is you're taking a function that would typically be done in-house and taking it outside of that organization. And what's important to recognize is how can you try and, instead of taking it outside, try and bring the other organization into your organization? Because it's really a question of having that trust and being able to kind of work with that other organization seamlessly mm-hmm. so that you're actually functioning still as one entity, one organization. And I think that's really the critical factor if you think about it. Clearly, there's an aspect from the credit union perspective. I mean, you can't just say, I've outsourced it, so I'm not going to worry about it anymore. No, you still have to worry about it. You still have to be involved and kind of invest in that relationship. And the same thing applies from the outsourcing vendor perspective. I mean, we like to have ongoing discussions with our customers, whether that's daily, weekly, where we'll have stand-up meetings on a daily basis. We're part of the team. And we want to be able to share that information so that senior management is clearly aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's that interaction that's really critical and allows us to be a much stronger value partner or valued partner for the credit unions that mm-hmm. we work with.
Yeah, and my next question, I had to write this down while you were talking, Vinu, but it seems like credit unions really need to up their automation game, basically, because of the times that we're in and obviously keeping moving forward and being relevant. So is that what you guys, my next question is the obvious question is like, what is the significance of this issue today? And to me, that it's really upping your game in the automation department. Is that what you guys are seeing as well? Because it's not a nice to have anymore. This is a have to have. Kirk, you I see you nodding.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, I think you've hit it right on the head is that, and that's the value that Quint provides that I like so much is that we take the processes, we look at them, and then we feed back to the credit union how to automate them and what can be done with the data. Mm-hmm. So first, the data is used to analyze the trends, you know, what's happening here, whether it's fraud or a lending or growth or performance or credit, whatever those things are that we're working with a client on. We look deeper into it, provide the data feedback, and then use that data to automate that process. So it is it's not just a, we can fix it because you've got volumes. We can fix it over time so it's permanently better. So to your point, everything is really about this idea of understanding what you do with data, understanding how to manage it so it feeds the strategy of service and the financial growth, and does so to get more and more efficient and effective. Mm-hmm. Hey, Nu, I don't know what you would add to that, but that's my sense.
No, absolutely. And I think automation is key. Let me give you a simple example. Sure. I mean, we have a customer where one of the things, functions that we provide services to them around is that contact center support. But as part of that, they get all these queries that come in from their website or through social media or something like that, where they need to be able to respond to those queries. And rather than kind of have that be just a process that an individual has to respond to, even as an outsourced provider, we've kind of automated that. So we can look at the type of query that's coming in, mm-hmm. apply kind of natural language processing techniques or AI techniques to look at what's being requested. And then using templates that the financial institution, the credit union already had in responding, we can actually automate that response, send that email straight out with any additional documentation that needs to be attached to help perhaps that member with the information. Wow. So all of that can be done seamlessly. And so by doing so, we can reduce the need for manpower functions in this area, but yet we can address that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling that the member would have in getting a response very quickly mm-hmm. and being able to address those needs. And that's where automation AI is all starting to come into play. But this could only be done because we also had a decent understanding of the process flow that needed to be there and to be able to apply that expertise to this process as well.
Yeah, this is going to save a lot of credit unions bacon, so to speak. Because, I mean, again, because of the situation that we're in right now, especially in the staffing area, which really fascinates me on how companies or organizations, credit unions in particular, are handling this stuff. And so, again, like you said, Vinu, automation is so key here. Oh my gosh, it's a have to. So, oh my gosh, guys, could talk about this for another hour easily. I'm sure you guys could too. So any final thoughts on this, Kirk? I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts on this? I mean, because I think we're not scratching the surface, but I think we're kind of in the beginnings of it. So especially on the staffing side of it. So any final thoughts in that area?
You know, Mike, I would just add to the point you're making, which is I think that in 2022 and going forward, we're going to see the demand for talent, the demand for people to increase at the same time that we see a growth in the business in credit unions. And you know, thank goodness, right? But with that, to sustain our strategy of service, we're going to need to find partners. And Quint fits that partnership of handling the service today and automating it as it goes forward. I think given these opportunities in the marketplace, growth and performance, mm-hmm. Credit unions can think seriously about a partnership with Quint, and it will help them perform.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, keep that momentum going for sure. Leverage that technology. Vinu, I'll let you have the last word. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think with every challenge, there's this opportunity that exists. And I think with the staffing challenges that folks are faced with, there's an opportunity to really look at this from a different perspective. And that's where technology outsourced kind of capabilities comes into play. And if one can look at kind of reorganizing, restructuring what the norms were, and kind of adjusting for the fact that you now have a catalyst here that will help you kind of deal with some of these digital transformation type challenges that one's faced with, deal with the increased demands that members have, and be able to provide that valued service to them, I think that is really key. And that's what I think people should look at. So the staffing challenge is here to stay in a sense.
Yep.
I don't see it going away in the short term. So the question really is, what can one do? And I think automation, outsourced kind of partnerships, being able to deal with that is certainly one way to address this issue and address it well.
Yep. Like you said earlier, what was the Peter Drucker quote that you had, Vinu? Do what you do best and then outsource the rest. Was that it?
Exactly.
That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be for sure. All righty, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much for this valuable information today. We really appreciate it. And I know you guys are just doing some tremendous work out there. So we hope you keep up the good work as well. And look forward to seeing you on the roads, both of you guys on the road in 2022.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Mike.